For years, there's been a debate surrounding the highly controversial Narrabri gas project in northwest New South Wales. This week, Santos released the environmental impact statement for the project for public comment, and it's got a strong response from the community. Georgina Woods is the New South Wales coordinator for Lock the Gate Alliance. She spoke with The Wire's Bonnie Parker.
The environmental impact statement for Santos's Narrabri gas project in northwest New South Wales is severely delayed. It was supposed to be released a couple of years ago, but has finally come out this week. It's going to be a project that would have substantial negative environmental, social and economic impacts on both on the region but also more broadly. The communities that surround the area that would be affected have been long opposed to coal seam gas development in their area, and I think it's fair to say their opposition has been galvanised this week with the release of the EIS, and they seem pretty determined to fight this all the way.
So is there any kind of community consultation involved in the process?
The environmental impact statement is out for public feedback for 60 days, so people will have the opportunity to make a submission opposing the project in that time and responding to the information in the EIS. But really, you know, the public have made their views about coal seam gas in New South Wales pretty clear, and certainly the Northwest community, you know, has seen community surveys across several million hectares of people rejecting the advent of coal seam gas in northwest New South Wales because of the risk it poses to farmland and water and people's health.
So this has gone on for some time now. Do you think it's likely that the project will go ahead?
It's an open question whether this project will get the go-ahead from the government, and even if it does, whether Santos will back it financially or some other company. The suspicion in the community is that Santos are proceeding with the assessment process so they can secure an approval for the project and make it more attractive as an asset to sell to some other company, because it has appeared for quite some time that Santos really aren't interested in proceeding with this particular project. They view it as a non-core asset. They've lost a lot of money on it already. They're a company that has just posted a $1 billion loss for, you know, a second year running. And really, it doesn't appear that they have the resources or the desire to proceed with this project. Our concern is that they are packaging it up with a ribbon, ready to sell to another company that may well proceed with it.
So energy security has been in the news a lot lately, and there's been some comment that the blackouts and the concerns about energy security might be used to push through these plans. What's your view on that?
There's a lot of misinformation and misunderstanding flying around about the East Coast gas market particularly. It seems strange to us that the federal government is making claims that there needs to be more gas-fired power stations, when in fact there are gas-fired power stations in New South Wales and South Australia shelved and not operating. That indicates to us that the actions of companies like Santos in opening up the East Coast gas market for export in the last 5 years has dramatically and irrevocably altered the market for gas in eastern Australia. The price has been steadily climbing. Unconventional gas is a low-yield, high-cost way of extracting resources. In our view, it's simply no longer an option for Australia to pursue gas-fired power stations. And the government and the private sector would serve the Australian public better if they were pursuing energy sources that don't require ongoing destructive extractive processes and that provided reliable and cheap energy into the future.
Georgina Woods, New South Wales coordinator for Lock the Gate Alliance, speaking to The Wire's Bonnie Parker.